ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभम् व्यवंतौ पुनः पुनः ओम ओम ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्ति भेद विभागिने व्योमवत् व्याप्त देहाय प्लीज कम इन व्योमवत् व्याप्त देहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ओम सो लास्ट क्लास हाउ द वर्ड सत्यम रिवील्स Brahman by implication in terms of its nature of being the reality by releasing it, by negating what it is not. Negating what Brahman is not is what is said to be the Brahman being released from anything and everything which is time bound. Not so subject to change. Anything which is subject to change cannot be Brahman. So Brahman is not anything which is subject to change, because Brahman is Satyam and Satyam is real. Real is that which is not subject to change. Therefore, Brahman being Satyam, that which is not subject to change, it is not anything which is subject to change. Therefore, the word Satyam releases Brahman from anything and everything which is subject to change. Okay, so for entire world, including time and space, become negated as not Brahman. Okay, now we are going to see. And so one more thing, and if Brahman being the real, also we say Sat, another word also is Sat. That which is real is also as good as the cause, because the example was quoted from Chandogya Upanishad. Therefore, as the cause also, it is independent of the effect, it is independent of everything else. Therefore, it must, that Brahman is the Satyam reality, the Brahman which is implied with the term Satyam is real, means it is also in the form of existence. This is also understood. Now we are moving on to page number 56. Now Bhashyakara introduces the word Jnanam by connecting it to Satyam. Ataha Karanatvam Praptam Brahmanaha. This is very interesting. See, Ataha Karanatvam Praptam Brahmanaha. What does it mean? Now Brahman has the status of being the cause. Brahman Karanam. Ataha Brahma Karanam Bhavati. Simple sentence. Therefore Brahman has the status of being the cause. Ataha. Why Karanam? Just as I told you. Brahmanaha Karanatvam Kimartam Bhavati. Why does Brahman have the status of being the cause? Because it is real. Real means what? We said that which is not subject to change, that which is the form of existence, that which does not, that which is independent. Brahmanaha karanatvam praptam. Now, next. Karanasya cha karakatvam. Karakatvam. Vastutvat mridvat achidrupata cha prapta ataha idam uchyate jnanam brahma iti. Please listen to me carefully. When we say Brahman is satyam, Brahman becomes what? Sat. Cause. The reality becomes the sat, the cause. Once it is the cause, it has the status of being the sat, the karanat, cause, then any cause is subject to, is associated with, any cause has the status of being associated with the accessories. Remember the accessories required for action. Karakam. Karakam means what? An accessory required for performing an action is called karakam. And we know there are shad karakani. Do you remember shad karakani? Six accessories. Do you remember them? What are they? Shad karakani santi. You have to write first. Karta, subject of action, agent of action. Karma, object of action. Karanam, instrument of action. Karta, subject of action or agent of action. Karma, object of action. Which will come across, second case. Okay. Object of action. Then karanam, instrument of action. Then sampradanam. Sampradanam. The beneficiary of action. Beneficiary of action. Apadanam, purpose of action. Apadanam, purpose of action. Then adhikaranam, locus of action. Adhikaranam, locus of action. So these six are the karakani. Karaka means six accessories involved or required for performing any action. And any cause, anything which has the status of being the cause, has the status of being associated with the accessories. Because cause must undergo a change to become an effect. It becomes cause, it becomes instrument, or it becomes the subject. So it becomes an accessory. It becomes one of the accessories of the action. Therefore, karanasya karakatvam asti. Any cause is associated with a status of being a karakam, an accessory. Therefore, so like what? Vastutvat means what? Because of its substantiality, because it says vastutvam means substantiality. Because of its substantiality, because of its status of being the substance. Like with reference to clay pot, clay is the vastu substance. Pot is the non-substantial form and name. Here also, Brahman, if it is looked upon as, if it is reality, that is the cause. If it is the cause, then it has karakatvam. It has the status of being an accessory. And once it has a karakatvam, we had another, like what? Like the clay. Mridvat, like the clay. Brahman also has what? As the cause, it has substantiality. It has the status of being the substance. Now, once it is looked upon as the substance, like the clay, just as clay is the substance of the substantive, is the effect part, if Brahman is the substance of the Jagat, then achidrupata prapta. Then what happens? Any substance which serves as a material cause is what is of the nature of inertness. Achidrupata. Achidrupa means then it becomes, it has the status of being inert in its nature. Achidrupata. Chaprapta. But we do not But definitely Brahman cannot be what? Achit. Brahman is Satyam, it is real. Brahman has no beginning, no end, no change. And being the real, anything real is what? Any cause is always real with reference to an effect. Therefore, Brahman being real, Brahman must be the cause. If Brahman is the cause, it must have the accessory. It must become an accessory. If it becomes an accessory, it has the substantiality. If it has the status of being the substance, then it becomes the, it should be mistaken for the inert thing. At the same time, Brahman is not inert. Therefore, ataha, therefore idam uchyate, ataha idam, it is said. Therefore, it is said, jnanam brahma iti. So the next word releases Brahman from being the inert. So Brahman is not inert matter, inert material. Like any cause, anything, any substance is the material cause. Any material cause is subject to change, it is inert. So here Brahman is not inert. Therefore, idam uchyate jnanam brahma iti. Okay. Mrudvat achidrupata cha prapta. Therefore, no, Brahman is not in it. Therefore, another word is used, jnanam brahma iti. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, Brahman, the therefore should be connected with what has been read previously. Therefore, Brahman, okay, gains the status of being the material cause. The material cause gains the status of the accessory of action. Being a substance like clay and also the status of being in it. Therefore, it is said Brahman is jnanam. It's a very fast moving discussion. If Brahman is the satyam of the jagat, and satyam is not a vikaraha, then brahmanaha karanatvam praptam. Brahman, in our understanding, enjoys the status of being the cause for the entire jagat. Brahmanaha is sixth case and karakatvam is an abstract noun. This is a familiar usage in Sanskrit. It's literal translation will be, Brahman has the status of being the cause. Is there? The cause here is upadana karanam, material cause. Like mridaha ghataha. Like pot is from clay. See, mridaha is a panchami vibhakti. Mrit is a takaranta shabda. Mridaha, okay, mridaha from the clay is the pot. Mridaha is the fifth case of mrit. Mridaha ghataha, pot is from clay. From Brahman is jagat. Like the clay, it becomes upadana karanam. Being an upadana karanam, Brahmanaha karakatvam praptam. Brahman becomes one of the karakas, that is apadana karakam. Apadana karakam means what? From. Indicated by the fifth case. Okay, before I go to the next sentence, I want you to see what is given the footnote for Sanskrit students. Jani kartuhu prakritihi. It's a jani kartuhu prakritihi or Brahma Sutra. Jayamanasya hetuhu apadanam syat. See, jani karta. Please make a note. Jani karta means that which causes the birth is called jani karta. And janikartuhu, fifth case, the possessive case. Janikartuhu, for that which causes the birth, is said to be what? Prakritihi iti nama. Prakriti means material. That which causes the birth, that which causes an effect, that which serves as a cause of an cause for anything effect, that is what? Prakritihi, material. Okay, material cause is that from which something is born. That's why janikarta, janikartaho prakritihi. Then, jayamanasya hetuhu, and suppose the janikarta becomes what? Janikarta, that which causes the birth, becomes the hetu, cause of that which is being born. Jayamanam means that which is born. So, jayamanasya. See, shanachyaskam. Jayate, jayamana, pirakkindra, thondruhindradanudaya. Jayamanasya, hetuhu. The cause of that which is born, that which is produced, that which is created, the cause of that which is born must be what? Must be the fifth case. Apadanam. Apadanam syat. So the janikarta is the prakritihi. Anything which is the source of origination of something is janikarta. The source of origination of something is always the material cause, prakritihi. And that prakritihi is the hetu, the cause. This cause, the source of origination is the cause of that which is being born, must be what? Apadanam syat, must be in fifth case. And that apadanam, okay, apadanam means what? That from which something is born. Apadanam means actually separation. That from which something is born is apadanam. That from which. And apadane panchami, always, when you saw the source, that must be in fifth case, panchami vibhakti. Now you say, brahmanaha prajaha jayante iti, example, all the beings are born from Brahman, born of Brahman. Iti. So, the grammatical explanation is given, all the sutras are given. Okay, so we don't need, if people who not Sanskrit, don't worry about it. Take it easy. So here, apadana karakam, indicated by fifth case. Bhashyakaraha restricts Brahman to only upadana karanam. Here, at this level, Bhashyakaraha restricts Brahman only to upadana karanam here. He does not talk about the nimitta karanam now. But later, we have to discover that Brahman is abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Both intelligent and material cause. Because sadvastu Brahma tapotapyata. See, nothing to do with what is being said now, okay? Swamiji quotes a mantra from later portion. Sadvastu is Brahma. Tapotapyata. It visualizes tapaha atapyata. Brahma tapaha atapyata. One sentence is going to come later on. Brahma tapaha atapyata means Brahman visualized. Brahman did tapas. That is the meaning. Brahman did tapas. Brahman did visualization. Brahman visualized. Is going to come later on. Then again, vastutvata, being a cause, substance, being a causal substance, material cause, mridvata, like clay, achidrupatacha, Brahman has inertness also, like the pradhana of Sankhyam. Let me stop here and let me tell you. See, what Swamiji wants to explain here, at this level, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to discuss only Brahman as the material cause. He does not want to talk about Brahman being both intelligent and material cause at this level. We are going to see later on. Later on, there's going to be a sentence, Brahman did the visualization. That whenever in the Shastrams, wherever Bhagavan visualized, Paramatma visualized, Brahma visualized, before the creation, if that expression comes, that expression is used to mean Brahman is not only the material cause, but also the intelligent cause. By stating Brahman is intelligent cause, what Upanishad wants to state is Brahman is not an inert matter like any other material cause. That we're going to see later on, that he mentions in between. So don't get confused. Just leave that part. Now we go to the next sentence. You have to focus only from again. Okay? In between two lines, leave them. In between two lines, you can put within brackets. That is not to be included as the meaning expression of this portion. See that from but until visualized, that is mark, make a mark in pencil, it is not nothing to do with this portion. Only mention, that's all. Again, vastutvat, I want to understand, make very clear, vastu means the real substance. Vastu means that which is vastu. Vastavam means what? Vastavamaha, we say. As adjective that is, vastu means reality, vastavam in reality, vastavama. In Tamil also we use this expression. Therefore, vastu means that which is. So, vastu means that which alone has substantiality. That which is the substance is vastu. And vastutvam means having the status of being the substance. Vastutvat, due to its having the status of being the substance, the material cause. Vastutvat, like what? Like mridvat. Vat means like mridvat, like clay. Mrid has vastutvam with reference to pot. With reference to pot, mrid has vastutvam. Similarly, with reference to Jagat, Brahman has vastutvam. But what is the difference? Mrit is achit rupam. With mrit is inert like any other vastu, any other substance, any other cause. Whereas Brahman is cause like the mrit with reference to Jagat. At the same time, Brahman is not achit like the mrit. Brahman is not inert like the mrit. And here, the Sankhya philosopher, I wanted to remember, to tell, make a note of it. The Sankhya philosopher, according to them, there's a Purusha and Prakriti. They also talk about Purusha and Prakriti, but there's a Pradhanam. They call the material cause is known by the term Pradhanam. What is known, we also use the term pradhanam. The word pradhanam, prakritihi, avyaktam, avyakritihi, maya. Make note of all these words are synonyms. Prakritihi, pradhanam, avyaktam, avyakritihi, maya. Okay. All these words are used to mean the material cause in Vedanta. And Sankhyas use the term Pradhanam. And according to Sankhyas, material cause is definitely only of the nature of inertness. But in Vedanta we say Brahman is the material cause of the universe. At the same time, Brahman is not of the nature of inertness. Because Swamiji mentions that. Okay. I'm reading next paragraph. Whatever is a substance is jadam. Jadam means what? Inert. Annam is jadam. Everything we eat is jadam. But we are conscious beings. If jadatvam filters into us, we should be satisfied that nothing big has happened. But we are able to think. This vastutva achidrupata is vastu argument. Vastutvat achidrupata is vastu argument, not vastava argument. It is not real argument. Vastava argument means what? It is argument pertaining to the material cause. It is not a real argument. It does not stand scrutiny. If Brahman becomes jadam, then the realization is, I am inert Brahman. If you are inert being, inert will not say, I am inert Brahman. To avoid this possibility of inertness, the Shastram says immediately, Jnanam Brahma. Brahman is knowledge as such. Satyam Brahma is not Jadam Brahma. Satyam Brahma is Jnanam Brahma. See, the most important discussion is this. The subject matter must become very clear here. Then it is as good as studying all 10 major Upanishads commentaries. This must become very clear for you. That's why it's not difficult, very easy. If you understand here, it will be the same everywhere. Okay. We can arrive at the meaning of jnanam from the word satyam itself. Okay. This is all unfoldment. How can we arrive at the meaning of the word jnanam from the word satyam itself? Because, let us see here. How? What is satyam? What is satyam? That which alone is real. That which alone is, let me tell you this, then I can take you to words. That which alone is real means that which has no beginning, that which Swamiji takes it for granted. So I'm telling you this. That which has no beginning, that which has no end, that which is not subject to change, that which has no cause, that which is, therefore, that which is timeless, beginningless, costless, independent, alone is said to be that which is always. So that which alone is always is satyam, real. If the entire jagat is vikaraha. Vikaraha means what? Modification. Modification means what? Effect, product, karyam. And Brahman is satyam. Jagat is karyam. Brahman is satyam. Satyam is cause, karanam. The word vikara means effect, Brahma, satyam means cause here. If the entire jagat is vikaraha and Brahman is satyam, then that satyam Brahma has to be self-existent. Because with reference to any effect, cause of the defect is independent of the effect. It exists independently. It means self-existent. So any karanam with reference to any karyam is independent of the effect, self-existent. So here, Satyam Brahma has to be self-existent. Satyam alone is self-existent. Everything else draws its existence from this Satyam. In the sentence, pot is, that is belongs to Satyam. Pot is name and form. What is self-existent is Satyam. What is self-existent is something that does not require to be arrived at. This is an important step. Satyam Brahma, which is self-existent, includes the knower, known, and the knowledge. All three of them draw their existence from Satyam Brahma. So, knower is Brahma, knowledge is Brahma, known is also Brahma. Which means, knower is, that is Brahma. Knowledge is, that is Brahma. Known is, that is Brahma. All three of them draw their existence from Satyam Brahma. The knower is Satyam Brahma. The knower is not Jadam, but a conscious being. Therefore, Satyam Brahma, of which is born this knower, should be whatever the knower is. The knower is a conscious being. Therefore, Satyam also is a conscious being, who is knowledge. There is consciousness involved in knowledge. That is the nature of Satyam. Therefore, Satyam cannot but be Jnanam. This is one argument. There are many more arguments to show that the word Satyam itself is Jnanam. But Shastram uses certain minimum words so that you are not left with the job of arriving at the meanings by implication. Having introduced the word Jnanam, he explains the meaning of the word. Actually, the meaning of the word Jnanam we are going to see only now. And why Shastram introduces Why does Shastram present another word Jnanam immediately after Satyam? It's because Satyam should not be mistaken to be an inert thing. Okay. Is it clear? Any doubts until now what we have read? Any doubt here? Can I proceed further?
Okay. Swamini, I couldn't understand, sorry.
Huh?
I couldn't understand that part.
Yeah, see,
Sorry.
See, what is being said here, some edition, when they edited also, something is missing here, but still it is conveying. Let me tell you what it is. See, when the word Satyam is present as the revealing definition, okay, defining word of Lakshanam of Brahman. So Satyam literally means Satyam is that which is real, is Satyam. So real, anything, from there we understand, I already told you what is real. How do you understand what is the definition of real? that we are supposed to know already. So Swamiji does not explain here. That's why I gave you separately. Real, Satyam is equal to real. Real is that which is always. That which is always is real. Point number one. If that which is always is real, then always means it cannot have a beginning. If it is beginningless, means it is causeless. Causeless means it is independent. So it is endless also. Beginningless, causeless, therefore timeless, independent, it's endless, and it is changeless. All these five factors you must remember. Beginningless, causeless, independent, endless, changeless is real. Now, okay, one more thing you see. With reference to any effect, any product like pot, we see the cause and effect. Pot is an effect and which has clay as its cause. So with reference to clay pot, clay is real. With reference to clay pot, clay is relatively real. Why? Before the pot came, clay was. After the pot came, clay continues to be in the form of pot. Even after the pot is broken, clay will continue to be there. So with reference to clay pot, clay is real. Not absolutely real, relatively real. And this clay is independent of the pot, the effect, for its existence. Clay is not dependent on pot for its existence. It is self-existent. Any cause with reference to an effect is independent of its pot, independent of its effect for its existence. But one problem is what? Clay, that's fine, but clay is what? Is a material cause, substance of the substantive pot. And the clay, the substance, the vastu, is always inert in nature. Any vastu is of the nature of inertness. Any material cause is of the nature of inertness. Okay, let us stop that. Now, if Brahman is real, Brahman is beginningless, endless, changeless, understood. And with real means, it is how real it is. It is not relatively real like a clay. It is absolutely real with reference to the whole universe. Clay is real with reference to clay, the pot, the effect. Brahman is real with reference to the entire cosmos. So if it is real, then how that which is the real is the cause. Brahman being real, Brahman also is what has the status of being the cause of the universe. Is it clear? Yeah. So if Brahman has the status of being the cause, then what happens? Oh, any cause vastu has jadat, is jadam. Therefore, Brahman also should not be mistaken for jadam. Brahman is the cause, it is not jadam. Therefore, karanatvat karakatvam. Karakatvat vastutvam, jadatvam. Vastutvam, jadatvam. Because of its status of being the substance, it can be mistaken for the jadam. Therefore, Brahman is not jadam. Brahman is of the nature of consciousness. Therefore, another word is introduced is what? Jnanam Brahma. Okay, it is said. And here, what Swamiji explained, before even Shastram presents the word jnanam to say Brahman is not jadam. Brahman is vastu, Brahman is reality, at the same time, Brahman is not jadam. So, Swamiji said here, not even Bhashyakara himself also wants to clarify this, nothing at this moment. What Swamiji says, the word Satyam itself says that Brahman is not jadam. How? That point is missing here. Let me tell you. When you say Brahman is not subject to change, anything subject to change is Jadam. Okay? And Brahman is, the word reality itself is what? Brahman is not subject to change. The changelessness is the proof for Brahman being not the inert. Okay? That's not mentioned here. And second thing, anything, any cause also has undergo change. Brahman does undergo change. And second thing, any cause is dependent on some other cause. But Brahman is not dependent on anything else. Self-existent. Being self-existent also is the proof for Brahman being not the inert, not inert. Okay. These are simple clues, that's all. But still actually, how Brahman is of the nature of knowledge, that is going to come in the following paragraph. Is it clear until now? Okay. When people feel bored, they'll see the roof. You know? Okay. Jnanam jnaptihi avabodha. So beautiful words. I wanted to know this. Jnanam is a neuter gender word. Jnaptihi is a strilinga shabdaha. Same meaning. I just finished Aitreya Upanishad Bhashyam. There also Shankara Bhagavatpada used a beautiful word. Vijnaptihi. Vijnanam vijnaptihi. Jnanam jnaptihi. Jnanam is a neuter noun. Knowledge, knowing. It's a gerund also. Jnanam means knowing in language. Jnanam also means knowledge. And what the feminine noun? Jnaptihi. Okay. Then another word from Shankaracharya gives avabodha. Avabodha. Also avabodha means understanding knowledge. Bodha, avabodha, jnaptihi, jnanam. All synonyms. And what is jnanam? Jnaptihi. What is jnaptihi? Avabodha. What is avabodha? Knowledge. Bhava sadhanaha jnana shabdaha. Brahma viseshanatvat satyanantabhyam saha. This jnana shabdaha, the word jnanam, is here along with other two words. Satya jnanabhyam saha. Satyena saha. Satya anantabhyam saha. Along with the word satyam and anantam, the word jnanam comes here as the adjective, as the qualifying, defining lakshanam, word of Brahman. Brahma viseshanatvat, as this word jnanam has the status of being the definition, lakshanam of Brahman, along with the other two words, satyam and anantam, here we have to understand the word jnanam is derived here to get the root meaning. Bhava sadhanaha means jnana shabdaha. Bhavam sadhayati. Sadhanoti iti bhava sadhana, which means, we'll see that meaning. The word jnanam is derived to get its root meaning. Means jnā, to know. Jnā, to know. That's the root. Root meaning. So, if you, from the word jnā, you get the derivation jnanam. Janati iti jnanam. That which knows is knowledge. What is knowledge? That which knows is knowledge. We say that which knows is knower. No. Here we say that which knows is knowledge. Jnanam is derived from the root jna, which means to know. Therefore, jnanam is that which knows. Yedu arihirado adu arivu. Yedu arihirado adu arivu. That which knows is knowledge. Yad jnanati tad jnanam. This is the meaning. Okay, how it is there, we'll see that later on. Now, why Upanishad takes the, why we should hear, why the word is, jnanam is used, jnanam is derived, to get the root meaning, why should we get the root meaning here? The root meaning has, is attained, got here, because the word jnanam is not comes in the context of some other place. It's not, suppose the person has jnanam, knowledge of physics. This person knows chemistry. It is not coming in the context of the act of knowing. Please make a note. The word jnanam is not coming in the context of the act of knowing, but it is coming in the, as the, it coming, this word jnanam here, has the status of being a lakshanam, a defining word of Brahman, along, it comes along with the other two lakshanams of Brahman, satyam and anantam. Therefore, it is derived from the root meaning. Let us go ahead now. Jnanam means knowledge as such. The word jnanam is derived to get the root meaning. That is because it is a lakshanam of Brahman along with the words satyam and anantam. The word jnanam means jnaptihi. Avabodha, knowledge. It is bhava sadhanaha. It is arrived at to get the root meaning. The root is jna, avabodhane, to know. The suffix man, nun. See, there's one suffix called a nun. So I have to teach you all these suffixes later on. When you go, maybe after COVID the book, I can teach this. The suffix nun. If nun means, you will take na. Jna is the root, then jna plus nun is equal to jnana. The suffix nun is added to it in the sense of bhava, abstract sense, not the suffix lyut. Like the addition of the suffix nan to the root yat gives the form yatnaha, meaning just an effort. It is called bhava sadhanaha. You arrive at the word from the root, which gives just the root meaning. Jnana means jnaptihi, knowledge as such. See, I want to know where there is a suffix called nan, and that is only na comes. When you add the na, nan affix to the root, you get the noun form. verbal gerunds you can get, all nouns you get. It's called bhavam sadhayati, bhava sadhanam, bhava sadhanaha. Yat plus na yatate is the verb, yat is the root. Yat plus nan is equal to yatna, yatnaha, yatnam, prayatnaha, jnanam. Like that you can say gamanam, gam plus nan, gamanam, you know, vedanam, patanam, pat plus nan, patanam, dav plus nan, davanam. Like that you get this na affix. When the nan affix is added, you get the verbal nouns. Simple verbal nouns. Running, going, sitting, etc. So jnanam also means what? Knowing. So you also get noun, effort. Now yatnaha, effort. So they are making effort. Verbal nouns also nouns. You get this when you add the nan affix. Okay. Don't worry about the lut, okay? It's some other meaning that is. Now, the word jnanam can be derived in various ways. Instrumentally, it is arrived at as jnayate anena iti, that by which something is known, with the suffix lut in the sense of karanam. Now, mind is also called karana, jnana karanam, say instrument. Jnanam also means instrument of knowledge. Can you believe? The word jnanam also means instrument of knowledge. Jnayate anena iti jnanam. Jnayate anena, when you say that by which something is known is also known as jnanam. Not only the knowledge of an object, but instrument of object also is jnanam. How you derive it? You derive that expression. Jnayate anena iti jnanam. That affix used is lute. Karanam. Karana means instrument. Now, that by which you travel is yanam. Yanam means going, reaching. Yanam also means vehicle. Car yanam. Yati anena iti yanam. So that by which you go, you travel, move, is also yanam. That by which you know is also jnanam. There the word jnanam does not mean knowledge of an object. There the word knowledge means, jnana means an instrument of knowledge. Is it clear? Okay. A given vritti, a thought, therefore is jnanam. Look at this. Even your mind is jnanam. Your mind is jnanam. The vritti is jnanam. A thought. By thought, therefore thought is jnanam. Therefore is a thought, a given vritti, thought, therefore is jnanam, through which something like a pot, etc. is known. We have ghata jnanam, pot knowledge, pata jnanam, cloth knowledge, and so on. Then there is janati iti jnanam. This is different. See, lut is different from nan. Make a note. Janati iti jnanam. How you can derive the word jnanam? By different ways of deriving the word jnanam. And to derive the word jnanam differently, you have to use different types. Jnayate anena iti jnanam. Janati iti jnanam. where the word jnanam is arrived at in the sense of the karta, the knower, not karanam. If you say janati iti jnanam, arivadal arivu, that which knows is knowledge, then the word jnanam is used in the sense of the agent of knowing, subject of knowledge. Whereas jnayate anene iti jnanam, there the word jnanam indicates what? Instrument of knowledge. So, then there is janati iti jnanam. This is what translation I'm telling you. Janati iti jnanam means what? That which knows is knowledge. Where the word jnanam is arrived at in the sense of karta, the knower. So, the one who knows also can be called jnanam, called as jnanam. An object of knowledge also can be called jnanam. Jnayate iti jnanam. What is known as known is also jnanam. Okay. See, the word jnanam can be used to mean the subject of knowledge, object of knowledge, or instrument of knowledge. But for which three types of derivations, that by which something is known is jnanam. That which knows is jnanam. That which is known is also jnanam. So here which meaning should we take? Janati iti jnanam. Okay? Okay. Okay, by the way, the lut affix, nan affix, don't worry about it. Okay? We'll do in Sanskrit class. If I do it here, people who are not interested in Sanskrit, they will have headache and indigestion. So we'll keep it for Sanskrit class. I'll be doing it systematically, don't worry. If you are with me for Sanskrit class, we continue. Okay? I do see sometimes the number is reducing all the time, like women's age in the classes. Okay. If we derive, okay, go to the next paragraph. If we derive the word jnanam, you know, if you have clear understanding of satyam, jnanam, anantam, these three words, finished, you don't need to study any other Vedanta. That's why it's a tapas. I'm taking it as a tapas. I did teach you before in when I did the original text, but repeated exposure will enhance your clarity. If we derive the word jnanam in any of the above senses, other than bhava, karta, subject, karma, object, and karana, instrument, it becomes one of the karakas. We'll take bhava sadhanam only. Bhava sadhanam also, that which knows is jnanam, means not by as an action by swarupam. It's called bhava sadhanam. Now sun illumines, that which illumines is sun, or that which illumines is light, there bhava sadhanam. We say that which illumines is light. The word light is means what? That which illumines is light. Means it is not karta, it is not karma, it's not karanam. There it is bhava sadhanam. Bhava sadhanam means we arrive at it in terms of its swarupa. Okay. So here, if we derive the word jnanam in any of the above senses other than bhava, the sense of bhava, I mean being, karta, the subject, karma, the object, and karanam, instrument, it becomes one of the karakas. And it is subject to change. Any karakam is subject to change. It is time bound also. But Brahman cannot be one of the Karakas because it is Satyam. That which does not undergo any change. The word Jnanam has Samanadhikaranyam with Satyam. Jnanam Brahma is Satyam Brahma. And so, Jnanam Brahma also does not undergo any change. Jnanam Brahma also does not undergo any change. Bhashyakara gives the meaning of the word Jnanam as Jnaptihi, knowledge as such, which is the meaning of the root Jna. It is not a particular knowledge like pot knowledge or cloth knowledge. It is neither the knower nor the known or the instrument of knowledge. It is just the Atma, the Swarupam of the knower known knowledge. It is Swarupam of every Karakam involved in knowing. Beautiful. Look at this. Brahman is implied by the term Jnanam not because it is the knower, not because it is the knowledge, not because it is the knowing, but it is the very Swarupam of the knower known knowledge. Even though it is Swarupam of the knower known knowledge, it is always arrived at as the Swarupam of the knower. Thereby, it is understood to be the Swarupam of the known and the knowledge also. Is it clear? Yeah. So, what is Jnanam Brahma? Jnatru Jnana Gneya Trupiti Vilakshanam. Jnanam Brahma is, Brahmandi Jnanam is distinct from the knower known knowledge Triputi Bheda. The knower is Brahma. Known is Brahma, knowledge is Brahma, but Brahman is neither the knower nor the known nor the knowledge. But Brahman is available for recognition as the Swarupam of the knower. In every class, I must have hundreds and thousands of times I would have told this Swarupam of knower, Swarupam of knower. You all must have felt tired and bored of my repetition. Now you can understand why I said so many times. Swarupam of the knower means truth of the knower, without which there cannot be knower at all. That is the Swarupam. Without the Swarupam of the illuminator, there cannot be illuminator. So illuminator and the Swarupam is one and the same. Which means there is no illuminator without the illumining light. Similarly here, there is no knower without the Swarupam of the knower. Okay. That means Satyam is in the form of knowledge as such. Consciousness may not be a good translation for the word Jnanam. Better we retain the meaning of knowledge as such. When you say, I know, the knower is adventitious. The knower comes into being when there is an act of knowing. Before the knower comes into being, there is Jnanam. Every sentence is important here. Before the knower comes into being, there is Jnanam, which is the meaning of the root Jna. Bhava Sadhanam. Which is important to see how it is not beyond words. It's important to see how it is not beyond words. Beyond words means it is not knower or known or knowledge. But the meaning of the root jna, which pervades the three as their content, that is not beyond words. Swamiji was always conscious of saying, little conscious of not using expression beyond. Beyond, we always mistake the word beyond in terms of distance. It is beyond body, mind, sense complex. If we say beyond, should be taken as in the sense of distinct. Pooja Swamiji always said the word beyond used in Vedantic context should be taken in sense of distinct. Something being distinct. When you say beyond knower known knowledge, division means it is distinct from knower known knowledge. Beyond should be taken in sense of distinct. So that is not beyond words. Why do we give this meaning for the word jnanam? Satya anantabhyam saha viseshanatvat brahmanaha. Why do we give this meaning for the word jnanam? Which meaning we are giving now? Not any of the karaka meaning. We hear the word jnanam, does not mean knower, does not mean knowledge, does not mean the knowledge of the object, does not mean the known. Neither karnam nor karta nor karma. It is the very bhava sadhana, meaning of the very root, which means that which knows only, but not by action, by sorupam. So that which obtains as the very sorupam of the knower, no knowledge. So why do we give this meaning for the word jnanam? Satya anantabhyam saha viseshanatvat brahmanaha. It is bhava sadhanartha, the meaning of the root meaning, which is there even before the knower, from where the word knower is derived, from where the word jnata is derived, from where the word jnanam is derived, from where the word jnayam is derived, and the word jnanam, which is used in the sense of all the three, which is derived before even that comes, what is already there in the as the meaning of the root jna is bhava sadhanartha, bhava sadhanaha. And that meaning is taken here because it comes, this word jnanam comes along with the other two lakshanams of Brahman, as the lakshanam of Brahman, as the definition of Brahman, as the swarupa lakshanam of Brahman, along with the word satyam and anantam. Therefore, we have to take only bhava sadhanartha. Because it is viseshanam of Brahman along with the word satyam and anantam. Saha means along with. That means jnanam is satyam and anantam also. You have to make your own notes after reading it, even though a book is very clear. Better you write it yourself. So saha means along with. The word that means jnanam is satyam and anantam also. If it has to be satyam, it should not undergo any change. If it has to be anantam, it should not be limited by being knower or knowledge or known. Without undergoing change and without being limited, jnanam can only be jnaptihi. The beauty of Anantam with reference to Jnanam is this. The word Jnanam should transcend knower known knowledge. But knower known knowledge should not transcend Jnanam. If they transcend, both are two different things altogether. And that is called duality. They do not transcend. Therefore, we have Ekam, Advitiyam, Satyam, Brahma. We have one secondless reality, Brahma. Satyam Brahma need not transcend anything to remain untouched by anything. Like the clay does not require to transcend pot, as it always remains untouched by pot. Satyam Brahma need not transcend anything to remain untouched by anything. Like the clay does not require to transcend a pot, as it always remains untouched by a pot. In fact, in its vision, pot does not exist. That the pot exists is a big thing. That the pot exists is a big thing. The reality is like this, that using Jnanam along with these two words, Shastram drives you to a corner from where you have to see the meaning as Gyaptihi alone, not any other meaning. See, after we must have already understood, already the whole teaching is based on the assumption that already we have understanding of the Swarupam of the knower. We must have. That's why our Bhasha Padam is for advanced class. So we all know very well there is knower, and the reality is always arrived only in terms of its nature of knowing, obtaining as Swarupam of the knower. And that which is there as Swarupam of the knower is the only Swarupam of the knowledge and the known also. So only truth, distinct from knower known knowledge division. At the same time, knower known knowledge, this neither the knower known knowledge, nothing, none of these three exists independently outside of the Swarupam, outside of the truth. Without the Jnanam, what is implied by the term Jnanam, the Swarupam, there cannot be knower, there cannot be known, there cannot be the knowledge also. That is what is said to be not being outside of the knowledge. Therefore, there is no second thing. If we say knowledge, knower, known also is beyond this reality, Satyam Brahma, then there will be parallel reality. Then there will be duality. We say Satyam is Advitiyam, secondless means. That's what reality implied by the word Satyam is also Jnanam, which is of the nature of knowing, therefore which is distinct from knower known knowledge division, but beyond, without which there cannot be knower known knowledge. Therefore that is one secondless reality. That is the important lesson here. So if you see from the standpoint of the reality, there's no knower, there's no knowledge, there's no known also. From the standpoint of the water, there's no wave or the ocean. There's no wave-ocean division. From the standpoint of clay, there's no pot. From the standpoint of pot alone, pot is. From the standpoint of the clay, there's no pot. What is only clay? From the standpoint of Satyam Brahma, what is only Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. There's no world, Jagat. There's no Nama, there's no Rupam, there's no Nama Rupa Karma, there's no Jagat, there's no division, there's no second thing other than Brahma. From which standpoint you are seeing? That is important. That's what you said, example part, don't get confused. That the pot exists is a big thing. The reality is like that. Using Jnanam along with these two words, Shastram drives you to a corner from where you have to see the meaning as Japtihi alone, not any other meaning. Suppose the word Prakashaha, if you take the word Prakashaha, the word Prakasha also the same way it is used. Okay, any question here? It's clear? Okay, good. Sharada Mada, question irukka?
இல்லை கிளியரா கிளியரா தான் இருக்கு சுவாமி.
ஓகே வெரி குட்,
கிளியரா இருக்கு. ஆனா இது கொஞ்ச நேரம் யோசிக்கணும். நீங்க சொல்றது அது கிளியரா இருக்கு, இன்னொரு 10 நிமிஷம் கழிஞ்சா கிளியரா இருக்குமா தெரியாது.
See what I'm saying, that is why I told you definitely it is clear, 100% it is clear. The thing is, it's a very subtle fact. So what is, you must again, that's why when you understand immediately, you must reread and then make a note of it. It's better to put it in writing. It's worth doing it because this is once the lifetime study. You will not have time again and again to do it. We are all aging. Don't forget it. So better put it right in writing now itself. Where's the time? And this is the most important thing we should do in life. I mean, our other things are, we have been done, this you must remember here. That is why Bhasha study or Upanishad study itself must be done only after being exposed to certain level of teaching. Your person doesn't understand. See, when I do the Moola Grantha, repeatedly out of 100 times I've used this. Swarupam of the knower. Again, when you say Swarupam, in the class here, people ask me, you're all the time using the term Swarupam, Swarupam, of the knower. What do you mean by that? Then I had to really do the whole thing. I had to redo it. Why I'm saying, when I say Swarupam, I mean the truth. Truth means what? That without which there cannot be illuminator. We say Swarupam of the illuminator is light. Let me make it very clear. Swarupam of the illuminator is light. And then I say illumination is light. Illumined is also light. I use the example. Prakashaha. So Prakashayitru Swarupam. Prakashana Swarupam. Prakashya Swarupam. The Swarupam of the illuminator, illumination and the illumined is one and the same. And that which is the Swarupam of the illuminator is neither the illuminator, nor the illumination, nor the illumined object. The Swarupam means what? The truth, I say. Truth, why do you call it a truth? Again, why do the truth, another word. Every word is confused, will be confusing. Why do I call that which is the Swarupam of the illuminator as the truth of the illuminator? Because that without which illuminator cannot be. That without which illumination cannot be. That without which illumined cannot be. So that, we always take the subject only, first subject of illumination. That without which there cannot be illumination, illuminator at all. that because of whose presence alone illuminated is. In fact, really speaking, that without which illumination is not possible, that is illuminator. Swarup of the illuminator. So when you say light is the swarup of the illuminator, there illumining is not an action. Illumining is not an action. Is swarupam, the nature. Sun illumines, when you say, the word illumines is a verb. Is it an action or a swarupam? The word illumines does not indicate the action. Usually any verb is a word indicating an action. But here when you say sun illumines, it is not a word indicating an action. It indicates the swarupam, very nature. Like Atma Janati, when you say, the verb does not indicate an action, it reveals the swarupam, nature. Most of the time, mostly, the verbs are words indicating actions. But when with reference to Atma, the word Janati does not indicate an action. It is swarupam. Who is the knower? Who is the one who knows? Atma. But does it mean, is it an action? No, it's a swarupam. Similarly, when I say Suryaha Prakashayati, when sun illumines, there also the word Prakashayati, illumines, is not a verb denoting an action, but the very nature. There's no will involved. Like that. That is called Bhava Sadhanartha. Kash Dhatoho Bhava Sadhana. We say illumines is the root meaning. So then we say that the world of opaque things is known because there is illumination. The world of opaque things is illumined, is the very fact, illumined. How? Because there is illumination. How there is illumination? Therefore there must be illuminator. Without the illuminator, there cannot be illumination. Without the illumination, there cannot be the illumined. So the existence of illumined presupposes the existence of illumination. Existence of illumination presupposes the existence of the illuminator. And the illuminator is, from the standpoint of the illumined and the illumination, we say that there is illuminator. So illuminate is what? Only a qualification, temporary qualification attributed to the light because of whose presence the opaque world is illumined. So temporary qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumined. There is no illuminator at all from the standpoint of the light. Really speaking, then why is the qualification from the standpoint of the illumined? The illuminator is a qualification attributed to the light. If you analyze who the illuminator is, there's no illuminator other than the light. The meaning of the word illuminator and the light are one and the same. Two words should resolve in the same substance, same vastu. The illuminator is light. It's an equation made. Illuminator is light means illuminator should be resolved in light. There's no illuminator other than the light. That is called swarupa. That's called bhava sadhanartha. So light is not the illuminator because it is not an action. Light is not the illumination. Light is not the illumined. Completely distinct from illuminator, illumined, and the illumination. Distinct. That's called distinct, but not distant. That is distinct at the same time, the truth of the illuminator, truth of the illumination, truth of the illumined is the light. The truth alone is said to be what? Swarupam. The swarupam is the truth because that without which there cannot be illuminator. That without which there cannot be illumination, that without which there cannot be illumined is the light. The same thing here we have to understand. Here the reality, we have yet to understand the reality, we always arrive at only in terms of its nature of knowing. When the reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing, it has to be arrived at only as the Swarup, only as the truth of one's own self, not as an object. So you arrive at the reality in terms of its nature of knowing as the truth of Swarupam of the knower I. And from that standpoint, you see, if you see from the standpoint of that, really speaking, you arrive at it as pure knowledge. And the pure, from the standpoint of the pure knowledge, there's no knower. There's no knowledge. There's no known. It's the only truth of the knower, known knowledge. And so from the standpoint that the pure knowledge is free from Triputi Bheda. Pure knowledge is not the knower, not the known, not the knower, not the knowledge. But the knower is knowledge, known is knowledge, and knowing also is not, knowledge is also knowledge. The pure knowledge, the reality. So it says Swarupam. The Swarupam, when you take the meaning as in terms of Swarupam, not as an action, just Bhava Sadhanartha. Root meaning. So here, that's what is said. The root can, always the nouns can be derived in different senses, different meanings. So, janati iti jnanam, jnayate anena iti jnanam, jnayate iti jnanam. Jnayate iti jnanam, janati iti jnanam, jnayate anena iti jnanam. Jnayate anena iti jnanam. Janati iti jnanam. So you can say, but here it is not as any one of these, but as a swarupam of all the three. That is jnanam. And that jnanam is satyam. Satyam is what? Real, independent, beginningless, endless, changeless, causeless. Now two words must become very clear. Okay. I'll stop here. And it'd be very nice to. Sometimes in editing also, Swamiji is so clear. So beautifully he puts. Sometimes one or two hunters miss also. It will take some time. They have done the best thing, best editing they've done. Still sometimes they would have left few, one or two words or something. Okay. So I'll stop here. And then I want to tell you one this thing, the two affixes. On nan affix and lut affix. These affixes are used to derive, to get the derivations. The nan is used, we get the word, get the meaning. Meaning of something being an agent of action. When you use the word, the lute affix to the root, you get the meaning of that by which, the instrument, that by which something is done. There are affixes, so that's they're all mentioned there, that's all. So don't worry about these affixes, lute affix, nun affix and all that. Any other questions? In English also, we have a lot of such words. Derivations. Lot of adjectives we have. But Sanskrit is highly expressive. That's a different thing. I don't think any other teacher would have been as successful as Swamiji in communicating this in English. Definitely not. Swamiji, of course, Swamiji sends maybe the few other teachers.
Oh. Amini, can I ask if none indicates instrumental meaning, what about the root?
None is the affix added to the root to get the sense of an agent of action. பிரயத்னஹ தாத்து யத் பிளஸ் நன் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு யத்ன. தாத்து யானம் ஐ சே த எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆஃப் யானம். Now, yanam is different, the lute affix. So now, same meaning, that is subject, the sense of subject. The root with the nun gives you the agent of, meaning of agent of action. The root with lute affix gives the instrument of action. I said yanam. See, yati, yadhatu. Yati is gachati, goes. Yati means gachati, goes. And we say yanam is a vehicle. How yanam? Yanam means going also. Yanam means going also. That which goes is yanam. That by which you go is also yanam. Vehicle is also yanam. They becomes instrument, isn't it? Instrument of motion, movement. Is it clear?
Yes, ma'am.
Yanam means going, gerund. Yanam means that which goes. Yati iti yanam. Okay. Yati anena iti yanam. That by which somebody goes also yanam. See, panam. Panam. We say rasa. Panam is a drink. Panam is drink. So that which drinks is panam, that which is drunk is panam. In the karma artha there.
Pati anena.
Panam, drinking. Paniyam also is used same. Paniyam. Paniyam is also same way. It is the aniyanta sabda, but still it is used in the sense of what? Paniyam is should be drunk. Kartavyam, and the word kartavyam, tavyaranta sabda, but still. Tavyat anta shabda, we shall use in the sense of duty, that which should be done. Like that, we have derivatives. Now that we will do separately, I'll do the lutu, anna, there's a different class. After, we have to go systematically. Let us finish pravesha, then parichaya, move on to siksha and kovida, then I'll teach you all that. It does not go in a hurry. First, now the focus must be in grammar class, memorized, making thorough with all these kridantas and lattu, lang, lut, all this lakara should become thorough first. Then we'll go systematically.
Thank you, Swamini.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.